Machloike Shtayim, Mishum Loi Toichamo, Yizlav, you didn't eat it well done, you ate it half done, or Mishum Loi Toichlu Kiyim Tliyesh. We also dashin that the Torah says only roasted is also allowed to it. The Kiyim Tliyesh Nami Alav de Loi Soichlu Koi. It's also going back, the first lav goes on Tliyesh also. So here that you ate it, halfway done, you get two malkasin. One for halfway done, and one for the fact it's not called Tliyesh. What about Mavushal? Eat a carbon pesach that's cooked. The same thing. The locher is Leikishtein. You get two malkasin for it. The same thing. One for cooking, and one for Kiyim Tliyesh. What about No Mavushal? Let's say you take the carbon pesach, and you cook it in water, but you don't cook it completely. You only cook it halfway. So you did the Avera of No, it's halfway cooked. It's an Avera for Mavushal. Is like a shalosh, you get three malkasin. One for Nor, one for Mavushal, and one for Kiyim Tliyesh. That's what Rava says. Abaye Rama, no. Abaye says, no. The klal is, ain loikin alav shebeklolis. Hey, this lav of al toichlu menu, don't eat it, which is a lav, it's a lav shebeklolis. It's going on a few things. It's going on, don't eat it halfway done, don't eat it cooked, and don't eat it if it's not roasted. But since it's one lav that's going on three things, Abaye holds that's called a lav shebeklolis. It doesn't go on one case. There's a lav that goes on a few cases. Therefore, you don't get malchus for kiyim tliyesh. So Rashi, lav shebeklolisu, de koilo boy kol mine bishulim, shenim tlilesu. So therefore, Abaye says you don't get malchus for this lav luchur of kiyim tliyesh. Ika the army, something like this. What did Abaye mean to say? Tarti you de loyloki. You don't get two malchusim. Of a chodim yoloki. But avada, one malchus you do get. You don't get the malchus for kiyim tliyesh. That's only lav shebeklolis. But the first lav of no, or else where it's cooked, that the lav says the feirish, don't eat it halfway done, that you would get malchus. So drash ike di amri tarti the loki. Kivon shul loki mishum no, oi mishum avushol. Sula loki mishum klal, to chiyim tliyesh. That's all Abaye means. Hey, so when the Torah says, I'll test the menu no. On no, that's like the lav saying specifically, don't eat it halfway done. For that you would get malchus. Just the deek of ki and tliyesh, that's only lav shebeklolis, for that you won't get malchus. And ika the army, some say no. Chodin namel aloki. You won't even get, even one malchus you don't get. Why? To lay miyached lave kalav dechsima. This lav of al teichlu menu no is not like the famous lav of chsima. The Torah says you're not allowed to muzzle up your animal and then work with it. When your animal is working, you're not allowed to muzzle him up. And right after that lav, the Torah says, Avoy Maken, you get malchus. So that's the classical lav. From that lav, you learn how to get malchus. Now that lav is a lav by itself, just for this one thing. Don't muzzle your animal for Shashi working with him. So any lav has to be specific on its case. That's the lav you get malchus. Mashenkin here, the postures are tested in menu. Don't eat it. How not? A few things. Don't eat it halfway, don't eat it cooked, don't eat it only if it's roasted. But since the Pasuk is saying a few cases to it, you don't get malchus at all. That's shot in the second Ika the Amri. But Chlal, this lav is not done with the lav of the Chsima. So Rashi says, Ika the Amri, Chodah Namal Loki, Mishum Kim Kiyim Sliyesh. You don't get malchus at all. The Loi Miyachid Lav of the Day, Chlav the Chsima, Shumafarash Yisuri, the Simich Le Pashas Malchus Liyamine. From their lav of the Chsima, we learn out the Chlal of malchus. So every lav has to be doing to that lav. That lav is special by itself. Here it's not. You don't get malchus for it. Rav Roma, so this is the machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Now the same machlokes we have again. Rav Roma, ochel zag. If a nozir is not allowed to eat, drink wine, and he can't even eat the shells or the pits or the grapes. First it says he can't eat zag v'chartzen. That's the pits and the shells. So Rav says, ochel zag. Let's say he ate the pits. Like a stein, he gets two malkasin for it. Chartzin, he ate the shells, is like a stein, he gets two malkasin for it. Zag the chartzin, he eats the pits and the shells of the grapes, like a shalosh, he gets three malkasin. So Rashi says, Ochel zag like a stein, nozir sheochloi, if a nozir eats the pits of grapes, mishum zag lo yoichal, that's one lav, umishum mikol ashe yosem migefen ayayin nechassan of yadzag lo yoichal. There's a special lav shebeklolis on anything that comes out of the grapes, he's not allowed to eat. So again, Rova goes to Shitosoi, even though it's a lav shebeklolus, still you get malchus for it. So if a nozer eats the pits, he gets two malchus in. The shells, he gets two malchus in. If he eats them both, he gets three malchus in. Abayu Amabayu says no. And like in a lav shebeklolus, again, since this lav is kolel all the lav that a nozer can't eat from any type of grapes, so for that lav, you don't get malchus. Now again, Ika the army, some say, Tarti you de lalaki. Hisoni Abayi just meant to say you don't get two malchus in. If you eat the shells of the grapes, you don't get malchus for the special lav of lav shebeklolus. But the lav for itself, not to eat the chatzin, that you would get. One lav you get. Abachodim milaki. And Ika the army, some say no. Chodanam milaki. Even one lav you don't get. Why? To lay miyached lavik lav dechsima. This lav that a nozir not eats his grapes, his pits and shells, is not termed to the lav dechsima. There is only one maisa that's usher, and here the Torah says the blush in a few things that are usher. So Drashi, lav shebeklolus, ain't like now mikola shei yosef. The Torah says anything that comes out of the grapes you can't eat. The lav shebeklolus, so that's a lav that includes a few things. Even the leaves you can't eat from the grapes. So this lav is kernel a lot of things, you don't get malchus. So some say, you don't get two malchus in. If you ain't either the zag or the chatzin, you don't get two. Or the veloki alayu, learn loki su mishum ikola she yosef. Once you get one malchus in, for either zag or chatzin, you don't get the second malchus for the lav shebeklolus, mishum mikol asher yosem. Aber moid abaya, the imocho zag vechatzin lekishtayim. Rashi holds abaya is moid if you do eat both, the zag, the pits, and the shells of the grapes, you do get two malchus in. The chivu the mafurish, kol chav yatzmoy, since each one says separately, koyi nami alav to lo yoichlum. It's as if the lav goes separately on each one of them. Vevi command the cost of lav, a kol choda vechoda. It's as if the Torah said a special lav, not to eat the zag, and not to eat the chartzin. So if you eat the zag, you get one malchus. If you eat a zag and a chartzin, you get two malchus in. Vachid is much of the Gemara Nozir. The only thing Abai is saying is that you eat the shells itself, you only get one, but not the second malchus from the last shemeklolus, mikol asher yasa. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say somewhere on Erev Pesach ate the kezayis of the half-done Korban Pesach. He ate the Korban Pesach halfway done, so if we eat it at night time, he'll get malchus. What about if he ate it Erev Pesach, before the Zman? The locher is potter. He's potter, he doesn't get malchus. Kezayis no mishachashecha. If you eat the kezayis of the Korban Pesach when it's halfway done at night time, with Zman to eat the Korban Pesach, then you get malchus. That's the Avera. By night time of Pesach, don't eat the Korban Pesach or halfway done. Ochal kezayis tzliva boi joim loy posel atzme mibnei chabura. If you ate from the Korban Pesach after you roasted it, but you ate the Korban Pesach roasted, when? Erev Pesach, before the Zman. The locher is, it's not called like you ate the Korban Pesach, and you don't pass to yourself from eating from a Bnei Chabura. But the locher is, on Pesach by night, once you start eating from the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat in two places. If you start eating in this Chabura with these people, you have to finish your whole portion, no Korban here. You're not allowed to take your Korban and eat it someplace else. That's only if you start eating it at night. That's the mitzvah. But if you start to eat it the Moidjoin on Erev Pesach, that's Bechlal, not called Nachilom. And even though you ate one place now, you're allowed to change your mind and eat someplace else at night. Yeah. But once you started to eat the Korban Pesach at night, Pesach by night, you ate a kizayis, you're not allowed to go and eat anyplace else. You can't eat by another chabura, another company. You have to stay with this company and finish your Korban Pesach here. That's the locha. Tanya Idrich learned another braisa. Yochol, I would think. Ochol kezayis nomi by join. Let's say somebody ate the kezayis of this uncooked, unfinished Korban Pesach. It's only halfway finished. Yechayit. I would think maybe even if you eat it Erev Pesach, you also chayiv to get malchus. Not only at night time, even by day you'll be chayiv. V'dinu, really, there's such a swirl like that. There's a swirl like that. You should be chayiv. Uma b'shoa sheyesh no mekum echot sleep. Mazuch at night, Pesach by night. where there's a mitzvah, titu korban pesach, roasted, that's the mitzvah, come and eat it. Sli, yeshna, at that time we say, the baal toichu nor, you have the lav then, that you're not allowed to eat the korban pesach if it's only halfway roasted. If it's halfway done and you eat it at night time, that's the lav you get malchus. So, if madrach, then you get malchus, bishor, she'ein ebekom echot sli. So if you can eat it, erev pesach, when there's no mitzvah then to go and eat it, sliyesh, there's no mitzvah to eat it then, his ghur and svaro, ein adin sheyeshnim about toichu nor, isn't it for sure that there should also be the lav then? You're not allowed to eat it if it's halfway done. He's not look at night time when that's the mitzvah to eat it. He's supposed to eat it. But if you eat it then on halfway done, there's a lav, there's a malchus. So you eat him and by John Erev Pesach. Well, Machal is not as man to eat it then. So for sure I would think maybe that if you do eat it then, halfway done, you get malchus. Oy loy bishor sheina b'kum echot sli. Or maybe also another svar, I'd say just the opposite. There's like another svar now. Oy, maybe. Loy bishor sheina b'kum echot sli. Yesh noy b'bal toichu no. Maybe. Oy loy, maybe not. What? Bishor sheina b'kum echot sli. At the time, by daytime, when there's no mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, maybe then, yesh noy b'bal toichu no. Maybe that's more svara. That's when you have malchus, if you eat the Korban Pesach halfway done. Mashenkin by night time, or bishor sheyeshnu b'kum echot sli. Mashenkin at night time on Pesach, when then there's the mitzvah, teet it roasted, teet the korban pesach roasted. Ainim about toichenor. Maybe then there wouldn't be the lav at all. Fakir, that's the mitzvah teet it then. So true, you're not supposed to eat it raw or halfway done, but the malchus you won't get then. When does the Torah give it so much but not teet it halfway done? Maybe only the daytime, erev Pesach. But at night time already, since that's the time teeth, maybe then you wouldn't have the mitzvah. You wouldn't have the lav. V'yalta tamo, and don't be so wondered, how could that be, to say that the lav is only by daytime and not by night? Shereihuto mikloloi eitzel sli. Because it's huto mikloloi by sli. L'moshul, by the daytime, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The Torah says only balaylo. You're only supposed to eat the Korban Pesach at night time. Daytime it's aser. Now daytime it's aser teeth, even sli roasted. When it comes at night time, the Torah gave a heter, now you're allowed to eat it roasted. You see, at night time, the Torah gave a terim. So maybe, by daytime, that bechlal, you can't eat it anyway, even roasted, you're not supposed to eat it. And who would then, if you eat it, no, halfway done, that's when you get malchus. Mashenkin at night time, just like you see, then the Torah was makel, you're allowed to eat it. Maybe then, if you eat it, no, halfway done, maybe you don't get malchus. There could be such a swirl like that. And the Gemara, Talmud, learn, the Pasuk says no. Al toichu, we need tzukim. The Torah says, al toichu lemenu no. Don't eat the korban halfway done. Uvo shel mevusha b'moyim. And don't eat it when it's cooked. No, what should you do? Ki im only sliyesh. You're only allowed to eat it when it's roasted. Now, Shem Tam Lema, the Pasuk did not have to say here, ki im sliyesh. The Torah didn't have to say how you're supposed to eat the korban pesach. Because it's said already. It said before in the Pasuk, you're supposed to eat it. The Pasuk already said how you're supposed to eat it. So why now in the next Pasuk, when it says how not to eat it, why does that doesn't repeat itself again? Only eat it, sliyesh. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself a second time? Kiyim sliyesh. Leimulof, to teach us. That bishor sheyesh nebekum echot sli, at night time when there's a mitzvah, to go eat the korban roasted. Now I'll tell you, yesh nebebal teichol. Now there's the lav, not to eat it, nor when it's halfway done. And bishor mashenkin, bishor sheina b'kum echot sli, by daytime erev Pesach, when there's no mitzvah to eat the korban pesach then, there's no mitzvah to eat it sli, ain't never about teichel nor. There's no aver, there's no lav of eating it then, halfway done. So the kids, I need a poset to tell me that. That's what a Torah says the second time, kiyim sliyesh, to teach us, when do we have the lav that you get malchus, feeding the korban if it's cooked, or if it's halfway done, only at night time at the time when there's a mitzvah tidit sliyesh. But before night time, erev Pesach, there wouldn't be the lav of Noah and Boshem Abushem. So tomorrow, Rebbe says like this, Ekrani Boshel. It would have been enough for the Torah to say, not to eat the Korban Pesach cooked. Matam Leim Mavushel. Why does the Torah have to say Boshel Mavushel? Why does it say this double lotion for? Sheyachol, I would think, Maybe it's only over, you're over alive if you cooked it at nighttime. Bishtum and Bajoy Minayin, how do I know if you cooked the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? How do you know also there's not very heated when it's cooked? Talmudim, the Pesach says, Bosho Mavusho Mikomokim. If any time you cooked it, when you eat it, at nighttime you're over the lav. Lav daf, you should cook it at nighttime, even if cooked in the daytime also. That's the extra word, Bosho Mavusho. Yeah. So Rashi explains, Ainly, she is chayev al achilas bosim elim came bishlo meshach sheikha, shu ikiz manay. Since that's the ikiz man when eat it, I would think that's when the lav is talking about also. If you cook it at night and eat it then you get a lav. But if you cook it in a boy join, and you eat it at night, maybe you're not over the lav, kamash blon boshim avushim ikomokim. Any time it was cooked, if you eat it now at night time, you're over the lav. So the Gemara, vay boshim avushim afke rebel itzli keder. I read it even before to teach us a different halachah. He learned out from this double oshin that not only if you cook it in water is it osur or other juices, but even if you put the meat, the raw meat, in an empty pot and cook it, that's also osur. Sli keder, because the juice of the meat is also called cooking. How do you know that? From the extra pasuk, boshim avushol. Are you saying now you learn out something else from it? On the sham ashkin, he needed it for before. And the Gemara, you can learn out both things. In Cain, if you only need it for one halacha, just to tell me tli keder, or to tell me if you cook it in other mashkim also, lay mekro oi bosho bishol. Should have said two times the same lashon bosho bishol. Oi mevusho mevusho. Two times the same lashon mevusho mevusho. That's extra. From that I would know even other liquids, or even it itself is awesome. Even tli keder. My bosho mevusho, why did the Torah say two different words? So, shamat minei tarti. From here we can learn out two chidushim. One chidush is that not only the cooking in water, even in other juices, and even the raw piece of meat by itself in a pot is also water, because eventually the juice would come out, it's called cooking in water. And the second chidush is our chidush now also, that no matter when you cooked it, even mabai jayim, if you eat it at night time, you get malchus for that. So I hear both chidushim from this pasuk, boshim avusho, is like a double ocean. Toner Rabbon, the Rabbon went like this. If somebody eats the Korban Pesach that's roasted on Erev Pesach, chayiv. You take a chayiv, you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach. The Torah says only balaylo. It is v'ochul es abosa balaylo has there at night time, not meboy join. Ukizayis no mishachashekh chayiv. How do I know if you eat a kizayis of the Korban Pesach that's halfway cooked or halfway roasted, you get malchus, or at night time? No, it's just the same halacha, says this. Ochas mevayjoyim is chayiv, and kezayis no meshachshek is also chayiv. If you eat the meat that's halfway done, at night time you get malchus. Ketoni, it says here, tzli dumya denor, that roasted is doim to halfway done. Ma no, just like it was halfway done, falav, if you eat it when it's halfway done at night time you get malchus, is af tzli falav. The Chori meant to say, if you eat the korban, even though it's roasted, but if you eat it Erev Pesach, there's a lav. So how do we know that? If you eat the Korban Pesach when it's halfway done, at night time you get malchus, siv. The pasuk says, al toisle menu, no. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach when it's halfway roasted. So that's the lav. Elot sli minolim. How do you know to tell me this chiddush? That if you eat it, sli meboy joim on Erev Pesach, eat the Korban Pesach roasted, you get a malchus. True, the pasuk is mash meshitah at night time, but it doesn't say a lav. How do I know if you eat it by daytime, it's chayiv to get malchus for that? And for the Gemara, the pasuk says, v'yochlu es abosa balayla zeh. Yeah, from this pasuk here, the pasuk says, when should you eat the meat, the Korban Pesach? Only balayla zeh. So it's a diyek. Balayla in, you can only eat the Korban Pesach at nighttime. V'yoyim loy, but at daytime, no. For at the Gemara, why do you get malchus though? What kind of lav is this? Hay lav abo mechal aseyu. It's only a lima. The Torah says an essay. Eat it when at night time. From that I know that you're not supposed to eat it by jain. That's called a lav that comes from an essay. And usually the klal is, the whole lav, habo mechlal asay essay. It only has the koyach of an essay, not to get malchus. The Torah says an essay. Eat the korban pesach balaylo. From that I understand that you're not supposed to eat it erev pesach by jain. That's called a lav habo mechlal asay. From the Torah's essay, you understand something you shouldn't do. But usually the klal is, it's considered an essay. You don't get malchus for that. So how come you're getting malchus here? And the Gemara, Rav Chisda, Hamani, Rabbi